There are trillions of bacteria inside and on us. Combined, this is known as our microbiota. The gut bacteria that we have is known for their hydrolytic and reductive enzymatic activities. As shown below here, irinotecan is metabolized by gut microbial enzymes. The byproduct SN38 can be reactivated by glucuronidases found specifically in the gut. The more of this is reactivated, the higher the side effects someone can experience. On the other hand, Project sulfasalazine, used for irritable bowel syndrome, is only activated in the gut by the azoreductases there. So as you can see here, we only know individual biochemical properties of the bacteria, but we were thinking for the primary objective of this project is to create a whole panel of substrates that would show us a specific fingerprint, quote unquote, of a particular microbial sample. As you can see here in our methods, we used substrates, coumarin substrates, because they're facile, easy to read, and just really easy to work with. So as you can see in the results here with an individual strains, we saw that lactobacilli fermentum had more activity in galactosidases, and that is responsible for metabolizing lactose. And then Enterococcus, they utilize a lot of glucosidases, which breaks down a lot of various sugars that or polysaccharides that they have in their environment. So with this, we carried on to compare a wild type versus a MyD88 knockout mouse model. And we found out here MyD88 mouse model from the Round Lab is very important in our immune response. And so without it, we see that these mice had more activity in the glucuronidase, N-acetyl beta-D glucuronidase, and esterase activity, which is really important to hormonal reabsorption, critical to processing carbohydrates, proteins, and drugs. So as you can see, there are distinctions between the MyD88 knockout mice compared to a wild type. And with this, we can find out other quote-unquote biochemical fluorogenic fingerprints of other microbial samples of even other people, other species, help to be an adjunct diagnostic test. It can also be helping to find a what dose that we should give a particular person to help maximize what we have and have the least amount of side effects. So as you can see here, there's a very versatile application that we can have here. And just to end, I want to have my acknowledgments to Dr. Berrios specifically for all of her mentorship these years and her patience on this project.